Yivam is Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Beis. Cholzu b'sandal she'ena shaloi. The shoe that she took off his foot is a shoe that's not his. He borrowed it from somebody else. Oy b'sandal shaloi. B'sman hazeh, the shoes, this is very specific. They're not shoes that they make today in a regular department store. So there's a special chalitza shoe. It's been that way for hundreds of years. A special shoe that was made the way Chazal specifying, it has to be a left shoe or right shoe. Look how the Mishnah says it. So if they take a sandal she'en shaloi, oy b'sandal shal eitz, oy b'shel smoil b'yimin. They took a left shoe and they put it on the right foot of a person. The foot, by the way, that has to be nechlatz, the ma'aseh chalitza has to be on the right foot. It certainly has to be on the right foot. There's a ganze shaila with a person who's a lefty. Their l'choyret goes on the left foot because that's his yimin. Which you find in other places, right? That's negated by tefillin. By tefillin could be a different halacha because yad keo teaches us the weaker hands. So it's not that the smoil blibes the yamin, but the pshat is over there, that's the yad keo. It's not a din of right hand. But what happens where you need a yamin? This is the yamin of a left-handed person. But what happens if you take a left-footed shoe and you put it on the right foot? Lemaisa lechatchila, it's not. But you see, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Chalitza Osa Ksheira. The Mishnah always says that Lashon when it's a Bidiyavid. Vada Lechatchila is also that should be Shaloi, because the Torah says, the Gemara explains, V'choltza Na'aloi, the Poshtu reading of the Pasuk is. So we don't say it has to be Lochem, but the Poshtu reading of the Pasuk is taking off his shoe. It's more of a Mais Chalitza. So again, like we said, Lechatchila Bidiyavid, Legabi Amaisa Mitzvah, makes sense. There are certain dinim that are Likuva. We'll see, there are Ganser Chalokum in this Mitzvah, which are not Likuva. Cholzo begodol shu yochol lahalakba. It was a big shoe, but it's a shoe that it's not the right size, but yochol lahalakba, he could walk in it. It doesn't fall off his foot. Oy bekoton, or it's smaller than his foot. It doesn't cover his whole foot, but shu chayfes rev rakli, it covers roiv of the foot. Chalitzoso ksheira, again, bidiyevet lechatchila, it should be the right fit. Now, when you get from a bezdim, bizman hazeh, they're going to have, let's say, you go to Agudas HaRabbonim, where they had the shoe that Rav Moshe used to use when they used to do chalitzas on the east side. They had three sizes. They had the big, the medium, and the small. It's never going to be an exact size. They don't have a 9C and a 8B. But more or less, the right size, but even where it's not exaggeratedly too big, or it's not mamish too small, that's the chadchil. It doesn't have to be an exact fit that you would fit your kids with in a shoe store. This is not a din in the shoe or the foot. This is a din in the whole procedure. Chalitza is din. It's made in front of bezin. It's not a psak din, but it does have, it creates a chalois, and it has to be done b'maimid of a bezin, even though that bezin is shaladiyatis, like we learned before. So the Mishnah says a chiddush, that even though the chalitza is a din, but cholza balaylo chalitza sekshere, the din of Bezdin is done by Yom Veloy Balaylo. The reason why it's kosher according to the Tanakhama is because the Mishnah Sanhedrin is Mechalak. There's two parts of a Din Torah that it has a Toikiv of a Psak Din. There's the Etzim Diyun, the hearing, the evidence with the Tainus, with the back and forth. And then there's the Psak of the Bezdin, that's called the Gemara Din. The standard rule the Gemara learns out in Sanhedrin from Psukim is Tchilas Din by Yom Dafka. Gemara Din could be Balaylo. So we look at chalitza not as a ruling, a back and forth with a shayla that has to be gedant on. We look at it as something that's niskayim, something that's chal. In that sense, it's a gemar din. So mela, the din is chalitza sekshair, because the gemar din. Verbalaza paisel, verbalaza holds a chalitza as a din of tchilas din. Why? Because it's not a psak, it's a process. It's a process that creates something, but in that sense, it's a tchilas din. Halacha l'maaseh is like a belezer. B'smoil, chalitzos psula. This is the din we spoke out before, that if the foot that the shoe is taken off is the left foot of the yavam, so then that's not a kium of the din mi'al ragloi. The Gemara says he learns out from the boyin ragloi hayimonis, where the Torah specifically says by mitzvah that the right foot is called regal. The blessed doesn't hold that way. It's Gzer Shavi. He doesn't hold the Gzer Shavi. The Gemara has a cheshbon. Mufta mitzad echod. Rebbeleza machshir. Rebbeleza doesn't hold the drosha. And by him, a foot is a foot. The right foot, left foot, kosher.
Mishnah Gimel. Cholzo v'rokoko. We read the psukim.
The first part is the Maisa Chalitza. V'nikshu yivim te'elov la'ini askein v'cholzo na'alim al ragloi. Then the pasuk says v'yorko b'fonov. Is it din rikiko to spit? V'onso v'omro. She says, she answers, she says. Tassanta diuk. Kocha yosalish ha'shel yivnes be'esochiv. So here the Mishnah lists off possibilities of the three parts of the mitzvah. There's the chalitza, there's the kriya, I'm sorry, the rikika, and then the kriya. Which one is ma'akev, which one is not ma'akev? Says the Mishnah, cholzo v'rokoko, avaloi koro chalitza sekshere, the kriya is not ma'akev. Koro v'rokoko, avaloi cholzo chalitza sepsulo, the chalitza is ma'akev. Cholzo v'koro, avaloi rokoko, that's already in between, to machlek stanoim. Reb Leza Oimer Chalitzosa Psula. Reb Leza holds that the Rikiko is Ma'akev. Reb Kiva Oimer Chalitzosa Ksheira. See, the Mishnah adds, what's the Shach V'taya? Om Reb Leza, Kocho Yeosa, Koldova Shuhu Maisa Ma'akev. When the Torah says Koch Yeosa, the Torah is saying, this is the Maisa Chalitza. If the Torah says this is what it is, so then it's a Maisa HaMa'akeves. Om Alei Reb Kiva, Mishom Raya. I'm going to learn up the pasuk differently. Kocha ye'osa lo'ish, the kocha, which is likuva in the ye'osa, that's only in a ma'isa ashe ye'osa lo'ish. The way the Gemara says it is begufa shalish. The chalitza sanal mi'al ragloi is ma'akiv because that's the ma'isa that's done begufa ish. Ma'ashenkin, the ma'isa rikiko, it's done in front of him. She's spitting in front of him, she's not spitting on him. It's not done in him. So mel that doesn't have that that effect that should be liikuvo, and the kriya certainly not. The kriya certainly not a maisa bigufoy. That is a dava muskim that the kriya is not ma'akevis. The machlokes is only in the rikiko. Now the reason why, even according to Reb Elazar that passes, he doesn't hold kochi osalish means only maisa asher yosa bigufoyish. So lechayr lefi him the kriya also should be ma'akev. On that the loshon of the rav. When he says Cholzav Lekor Chalitzosik Shei is Kriya Dibur Ba'almahu. This is a Nusach of the Gemara, and Kivega just points out, he brings the Raid of Taisvis, that Kriya not being a Maisa, Dibur Ba'alma, that a Dibur is not a Maisa, as you said, that we haven't gotten Shas. Lamashal. A Lav Sheyesh Be'Maisa Loikin, Lav Sheyesh Be'Maisa in Loikin. Lav Sheyesh Be'Maisa is only a Lav Sheyesh Be'Maisa physical. A Dibur does not have a Din of a Maisa. So any Aveiru B'Dibur is not called a lav sheyesh me'maisa. Lemaisa is a man da oma akima svosov have me'maisa. Tosis brings from a sugi above metzia. Lemoshul, if somebody has an animal that he muzzles, and he sets the animal is threshing in a field, there's a lav lusachsum shabedishoy, it has to be a lav sheyesh me'maisa, he has to do a me'maisa. What's the me'maisa? The me'maisa is pushing the behemoth and having him be dosh. What happens if the behemoth goes by itself? He doesn't prevent it, but it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. He didn't do a maisa, so there's no malchus. What about if the way he gets the behemoth to move on the field is ba'akima svasov? He screams at the behemoth and that pushes the behemoth to move. The man that holds akima svasayim is a maisa. Akima svasayim might also be a maisa because it's not alts the dibur, it's alts the screaming. So that's one teretz in Tosfos, is that over there you're doing the same thing as giving the behemoth a whip and having it move. When you scream at it, that's a maisa godel because that gets it to move. So that type of dibur can be appreciated on the level where the Torah would call it a maisa. The other teretz in Tosfos is a nechanami. But kochi osalish, even according to Reb Elazar, is memayit something. It's memayit that which is the least maisa. Not only is it not, there's a maisa begufa ha'ish, there's a maisa which is not begufa ish, but it's a maisa, and then there's a maisa which is a shvacher maisa. All it is just a dibur ba'alma. So kriya dibur ba'alma, who for sure would not be considered a maisa in the context of this pasuk.